It's Wednesday, December 27th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Armed Muslim groups killed at least 96 people on Christmas Eve in Nigeria's Central Plateau State. The attackers targeted 12 villages and burned over 200 homes. Another attack in the state on Sunday killed 16 more people. Christians in the area are under constant threat from suspected Muslim jihadists. Village elder Yusuf Ibrahim told International Christian Concern, quote, "We need more security in the community to celebrate Christmas very well. Yes, we are under attack by radical Fulani tribesmen. Pray for us," end quote. Nigeria is ranked 6th on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. Over 50,000 Christians have been killed in the country's Central Belt region over the last 20 years. In nearby Cameroon, Africa, Catholic bishops are taking a stand against sexually perverted lifestyles. A recent declaration from the bishop says, quote, "Homosexuality falsifies and corrupts human anthropology and trivializes sexuality, marriage, and the family, the foundations of society. We therefore declare non-compliant any form of blessing, public or private, that tends to recognize so-called same-sex couples as a state of life," end quote. The African bishops are responding to a recent statement from Pope Francis that permits some kind of blessing for homosexual couples. 2 Peter 2:1 says, "But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction." Speaking of Africa, illegal immigration from Africa and Asia to the U.S. is growing rapidly. Officials encountered 43% more migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border from outside Latin America and the Caribbean this year compared to last year. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is calling it, quote, "the highest level of mass migration since World War II," end quote. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson sent a letter to President Joe Biden last Thursday, calling on him to take executive action for border security. Johnson wrote, quote, "Statutory reforms designed to restore operational control at our southern border must be enacted. But the crisis at our southern border has deteriorated to such an extent that significant action can wait no longer. It must start now, and it must start with you," end quote. Last week, pro-lifers won a $10,000 settlement with the U.S. National Archives Museum. Back in January, participants in the 50th annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. visited the National Archives Museum. Personnel there told them they had to leave unless they removed or covered their pro-life messages on their clothing. With the help of the American Center for Law and Justice, the pro-lifers were able to challenge the National Archives on religious liberty grounds. The legal group said, quote, "Our victory today ensures that they will be free from harassment and that their First Amendment rights will be protected should they choose to visit the National Archives and view the very documents that protect those sacred rights," end quote. Fox News reports the U.S. became a constitutional carry majority nation this year. National Rifle Association Executive Vice President and CEO Wayne LaPierre told Fox News Digital, quote, "The gun control lobby and their allies pledged to dismantle self-defense laws and the Second Amendment. That strategy has backfired. In 2021, there were 16 states with NRA constitutional carry. Just 3 years later, there are now 27 states," end quote. Last year ended with Georgia becoming the 25th state to allow citizens to carry a concealed firearm without a permit. Florida joined in March and was followed soon by Nebraska. Many of the constitutional carry states are concentrated in the South and Midwest. And finally, God blessed one Christian family with their own Christmas miracle. An Arizona man is making stunning progress after being shot in the head last month while street preaching. 26-year-old Hans Schmidt was rushed to the hospital, and doctors did not give him much of a chance of surviving. Today, he is out of the ICU, but still not able to fully communicate. His wife, Zulia, said, quote, "We're hopeful and we're praying and we're contending for a supernatural recovery, but there's just so much unknown still, so much uncertainty. Every day we've been able to witness a miracle," end quote. You can support the family through a GoFundMe link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. So far, people across America have contributed $64,153 toward Hans's medical expenses and their goal of raising $100,000. Psalm 56, verse 13 says, "For you have delivered my soul from death, yes, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life." And that's The Worldview on this Wednesday, December 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. And now to conclude the newscast, here's my 18-year-old niece, Abigail Holzer, with whom we're spending the Christmas holidays.
Seize the day for Jesus Christ.